first.
G'day, guys. Josiah here. Thanks for downloading once again. Had a good show today. Dylan Alcott, the man himself, his very own, he joined us on the show today. We brought up with him. he's had a fight up over people parking in disabled car spots. And I had to come clean because I did that not too long ago. He started swearing at me. We had to get the beeper involved. It all happened, guys, so stay tuned for that. Told a weird story about a strange message I got to my Instagram last night about something someone said to me. I asked Boss Benny if it's normal. We go to town on Pete Evans. Some fun facts over coffee, whatever that segment's called. What is it? Fun facts over short blacks. That's the one. That's back. And my roommate, she joins us in the studio. Her and Benny, they decided to team up on me. So if you enjoy me getting paid out on, then you'll enjoy this show. Enjoy, guys. Thanks for downloading. Now, Benny, yesterday afternoon, I took your dog for a walk, as you know.
You did.
Maxi boy.
Thank you, mate. It always is appreciated in my house.
Yeah, because you're a full-time working man. Your wife, Mel, she works full-time as well. You've got a daughter, Evie. So sometimes
full-time husband.
Yeah.
It's a big gig.
It's such a tough battle. So every now and then I take your dog Maxi for a walk or a swim. He loves a swim, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He loves the water. You know, you can't take him anywhere. If he knows water's nearby, he'll bark at it or want to jump on it. Yeah.
Now, I chucked up a video on the old Instagram of me with Maxi the river.
Yeah.
Because people love, I'll let you know how much I love dogs. Have a look at this. Yeah. There he goes.
Why didn't I see this?
I threw him a stick.
I haven't been on the gram. Oh, look at him.
Yeah, and then I'm...
Yeah, look how happy he is.
It pans back to me. There he is.
Shirtless Josiah.
Down at the river, Maxie's in the water. I'm in my budgie smugglers, shirtless, right? So I chuck that on the gram. And what happens sometimes when you chuck up a story is you get replies, right?
Yeah, now,
some girl slid into my DMs.
Of course she did.
Right? I don't know this girl.
She was two thumbs deep in your gram.
She was very deep in my Instagram. I've never met her, never seen her, don't know who she is, right? She sends me a message back going, such a cute dog, what's its name?
Oh, so the dog pulled, yeah, okay, right. This is good.
And I wrote back to her, the girl looks like she's 19, 20 max, like not that old. And I said, it's Max. And she goes, oh, Max, that's one of the names of one of my kids.
Oh.
And I said, oh, you have kids. I don't know why. I shouldn't have engaged. That's my first problem was I engaged, right? Shouldn't have written back. She goes, Max is the name of one of my kids. I'm thinking, you're too young to have kids. I said, oh, kids, how many do you have? She goes, seven.
No, she does. I'm like, seven.
I'm like, how old are you? 55?
Well, how old is she?
Right. I said, you've got seven kids? She goes, no, no, I haven't got any kids. She goes, but I want to have seven kids and I've already named them all.
Oh, whoa.
That is, I drew the line there. I didn't reply. And now I'm bringing it up on the radio. Is that,
that's bananas.
That's cooked, hey.
Please tell me you didn't reply.
I
know what you're like. You would have given her a wink face and gone, yeah, seven kids. Like, when I was, don't worry about it.
All right, mate. I sent her a selfie back. No, I didn't reply after that because I was like, hang on.
That's dangerous.
So she wants to have seven kids and she's already named all seven. And I did a stalk through her Instagram. There is no man in her life. She looks single.
Yeah, well, I wonder why.
Is that the weirdest thing you've ever heard?
I think, Rolls, doesn't matter what you are. Imagine being on a first date with a girl and she's like, oh, this is a picture of my dog. Give me a dog's name.
Max. All right, here we go. I used to have a Molly.
Okay, so yeah, you be you. I'm you. I'm you.
Okay.
You're a girl.
Hey, what's your dog's name?
Yeah, g'day, Gozzy. Remember, I'm you.
Yeah, can you not talk like that? You talk normal.
It's funnier if I do the impersonation.
All right, what's your dog's name?
Yeah, go on. This is, this dog, so it's the best dog, man. It's killer. This is Rupert.
Mate, what? I don't have an accent. I didn't know I was Lebanese.
See this photo, man. It's taken on the best camera I made. I'll sort you out. He's got what you want. I'll sort you out.
Okay, hang on. Let me ask you a question, Ben, before you take me off anymore. You and your Mel, I haven't got kids, right? You and your what's your wife, Mel? That's her name. Right? Before you had Evie, have you always known how many kids you want?
When we started, in all seriousness, we would have been like 6 or 7 years in. And then we actually started to make kids and I just sort of said, well, how many do you want to have? But this was like 7 years into the relationship.
Right. So that's one question.
You wouldn't do a first date.
No, that's normal, right? So you decide, all right, let's have 2, 3, 4 kids, whatever it is. All right. And you're both happy with the number. Next thing is, do you name your kids before you've seen them? This girl hasn't even got kids and she's already got all seven names.
Well, it freaks me out.
You didn't call Evie beforehand, did you?
We didn't even come up. Like, Evie was, we had a couple of names when we knew we were having a little girl. And then once we knew we were having a little girl, we started to look at what names that we'd like to, you know, call our daughter. And that's when it came up. But no way. Like, what freaks me out about your story is like, oh, yeah, this is Max. She's like, that's the name of my kids.
I know. She made it sound like she has them already.
That's what freaks me out.
And then when I called her out on it, she had to back them. Imagine if I didn't even ask the questions. Just presume she had seven kids and they're all named.
See, this thing. But imagine, you, as I said, roles reversed. But before I was like told off for impersonating you. If you were a girl and I was you and I said that, even like, I reckon girls are running away. That's freaky behavior.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I know a lot of parents, like my mate just had a son and they'd already picked his name. And I said to him, how long did you know beforehand? He said, oh, we picked his name a month before he was born. My parents had a name picked for me. But when I came out of the womb, they saw me and they're like, oh, that's not whatever my name was. That's a Josiah. Because I feel like some kids, you can pre-name them. But other times when you see them for the first time, I'm talking out of school here because I haven't got any kids. But do you not, when you saw your daughter Evie, you went, yep, she's an
Evie.
We
didn't name her straight away.
Oh.
We had like a number of girls' names and then I knew which one. I loved Evie. And then my wife sort of, she goes, oh, just, and it took, I think probably about day 6 or 7 before we officially named her Evie.
So girls or guys, if you've got 7 kids and you've named every single one of them and you're still single, red flags, what's the message we're going to give to those people there?
Red flag, that's weird. Yeah. Can we go back to...
No. Where are we going? No, just... Where are we going back to?
Let's just reverse just a little bit. You said then your parents didn't know what to name you until you came out. So like, I'm picturing you've just come out. And you're what, a minute old? Did you wink at a nurse? Oh, I'm serious.
I can confirm I was shirtless.
And then your dad's like, yeah, it's Josiah. Look at that. Yeah. He's already hit on his first nurse. He's, how old is he? 60 seconds old.
He's already topless and he's already got a man bun.
And he's ordered a martini. I don't even know how. Hit breakfast. You a big fan of My Kitchen Rules?
I watched it. I'm not into the cooking shows too much. I love cooking. I love food, but it's like, sorry, dude, I've got a little essay going here. You don't open up a can of worms.
What's an answer to one question? No, go on.
I don't like watching cooking shows because I love food so much. It just makes me hungry. So I refuse to watch them.
Yeah, but that's what I love. I love getting food ideas. But I was watching Sunrise with my wife the other day, and there was a TV ad came on for the new series of My Kitchen Rules. And it was of a couple of girls making pavlova, and they put the pav in front of Pete Evans, right? And Pete goes, maybe I should come to your place more often or something. Ooh. It was along those lines of, maybe I should come to your place. Right, whatever he said, right? And I turned to my wife, and I just want to see what your thoughts are. Could you be a contestant on that show and not say something stupid to Pete Evans?
No way.
100%. My wife goes, no, this is all. And I said, no, come on. Look, all the gear that Pete's done over the time, right? There's no way you can be on that show and not take the mickey out of Pete Evans.
Right. There is a petition online at the moment, which has got thousands of signatures to get him off My Kitchen Rules or nobody's going to watch it. Because he believes in all that no sun cream. He thinks you shouldn't wear sun cream. What else does he believe in? He's anti-vax.
He's anti-vax. You got to get up and look at the sun in the morning. No, but that's the thing. Wouldn't you say this gear to him? And Pete goes, what do you call this dish? It's that baby bone broth. He said, it's good for infants, that you idiot. Try it. It's your recipe.
Hey, what do you call this dessert? Pavlova with sun cream, Pete. Like, you'd be doing gear like that, wouldn't you?
Exactly. You could not help yourself. Hey, Pete, do you want to know what's drizzled on the top of that dessert there? What is it, Benny? Activated almonds. You idiot. Wouldn't you be like, I couldn't not take the mick out of someone.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like he's got a sense of humour either.
No, he doesn't. See, Manu, I've heard on the grapevine he's a lad.
He is. He's one of the... Actually, I've interviewed both of them in the past.
What, Pete as well?
Yeah, he doesn't... He's got a sense of humour until you start talking about that stuff. He gets really defensive about it, as you would, mate. If you're an anti-vax, you are defensive because you know you're wrong.
See, I didn't want to go this way because now, who cares?
Oh, yeah, I don't care, mate.
Here we go. You know what? Let me pull my mic down.
Hang on.
Josiah, go.
Okay, if you're listening right and you're anti-vax,
this would be great.
And you're offended by my comments right now, right? I'm offended by you. Send in a complaint to the station because I think you're an idiot.
Take the rest of the day off, mate.
I'm done.
You peaked too early. We're not even. All I wanted to talk about was Pete. Pete Evans brings out the worst. All I wanted to know was, could you go on a show that Pete Evans is on and not take the mick a bit out of Pete?
No, mate. Can you? No way.
And you've just attacked anti-vaxxers.
Of course, mate, because they deserve to be attacked.
Okay, so let's finish this break off.
All right, go.
Okay, I'm Pete Evans.
Yeah.
You've got one question you can ask me. Ooh. What do you ask me?
Why are you anti-vax?
This is not what I want. Hit breakfast.
worst.
Last night, the rally for relief. Obviously, there's bushfire disaster right across our country, and all the best people in tennis got together to raise funds. More than $5 million was raised on the night. It was a brilliant, brilliant night. It was on Channel 9, and we love their work. Channel 9 will be bringing you the Australian Open, which kicks off Monday as well. One of the commentators from last night and one of the contenders for the Aussie Open, I should say, is Dylan Alcott. He also is on our very own hit Weekend Breakfast Show, and we love him very much. He joins us on the line now. Morning, Dylan.
G'day, guys. How you doing? Great to be on.
Mate, take us through the Rally for Relief. This is a brilliant cause, and it's I'm so glad to see your name amongst it all, mate, which is brilliant.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. You know, it's so great that the tennis family got together and tried to raise as much money as they could. You know, the bushfires have been, you know, absolutely hectic right across the country, and it just shows how much of an international effect they've had as well. You know, for the biggest players in that, you know, tennis to be able to get involved, like Roger Federer, Serena Williams, etc., means so much. And hopefully the money raised can, you know, go help those families that are struggling.
No doubt it will. It's so good to see the tennis community around the world getting together to raise some funds much needed. The Australian Open kicks off next week. How are you going, mate? Are you pumped for it?
Mate, I'm feeling awesome. I've been training the house down. So had a bit of a holiday from my usual spot on Hit Weekend Breakfast. So just been doing 5-hour days, getting ready, trying to make it 6 in a row. So looking forward to getting out there and, you know, working on Channel 9 the first week on the Wild World of Sports commentating, and then the second week knuckling down and trying to win that, you know, Aussie Open for everyone.
You had some holiday, mate, because you made a couple of headlines, which we had not a chuckle about it, because it's actually a bit awkward. But Benny, you got the article in front of you. Let's talk about this one with Dylan.
This was when was it, Dylan? This was Jan 8 this year, so not too long ago.
Maybe you weren't on holidays then.
And the title, Dylan Alcott, film spray. Actually, can you get that? We've got a beep ready, Dylan, because you there's a few words that I want to be off.
All right, here we go. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Dylan Alcott's film spray attacking drivers who park in disabled spots without a permit.
Mate, now, is there anything worse than that, Dylan? Seriously.
Oh, it's on par with people using the disabled toilet when you're at a bar. They're both a pain in the ass. So, but yeah, there was 20 disabled car parks and all 20 were taken by that's why I thought that's a bit flat. And, you know, the reason people think we need them is because it's close to the door, which is not correct. We need them because they're wider so we can open our car door and get my wheelchair out.
Have you ever approached someone, Dylan, and just gone, get out of it, mate, you idiot?
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, actually, my brother and I, we pulled up in St Kilda in Melbourne, and there was a guy with like a $500,000 Lamborghini. I said, excuse me, I'm going to move your car. And he goes, sorry, boys, just going to take the ticket.
I would have told him to go and get...
Oh, wait, hang on.
Yeah, I said, go and get beeped, and my brother...
You've got to beep him out, Jack.
Hey, Dylan, I've got a confession to make. This is pretty bad. I feel actually really bad after I read this article, because I've never purposely...
I'd get the beep ready. I've
never purposely done this, and I might get you have to beep you out, Dylan, but I went and met my sister for lunch over the holidays as well in Sydney, and then she came back to my car to get in, and I was in a shopping centre, and I jump in the car... And as I go, I saw that I'd parked in one without knowing. So if you want to swear at me, mate, I've got the beep on standby. It was an accident, though. I can't confirm.
That just stinks of absolute full F.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's Jay. You are totally. Because how do you not know? It's printed.
Mate, oh, I didn't see.
What world are you driving?
It was a little bit faded.
I was going to say, are your eyes painted on?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm colourblind. Does that count?
No, you're not, mate.
And now you're saying you're blind. Now you're pretending to be disabled.
Oh. I didn't say that. Who said it?
I said it.
Yeah. See, inconsiderate. You are totally. Go and get.
All right. Stop swearing at me, Dylan, mate. We loved it last night. You did a ripper job on the commentary table, and we're excited to see you do our country proud, the Hit Network proud as well, with the Aussie Open kicking off next week. Keep training, mate, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good on you, legends. Really appreciate it, and we'll definitely, hopefully, be chatting in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, mate, get that first place, and we'll be calling to say congrats.
Thanks, guys. Hit
Breakfast. Now, we've got a special treat in the studio this morning, Benny, because my roommate's joined me. She just brought me a coffee before work this morning. So thanks, Morgan. I appreciate you.
No worries.
She's very nervous about coming on the radio because every time she comes on, I always do something to stitch her up. I'm not stitching you up this morning. Mm-hmm. Boss Benny wanted to bring you on the radio. Yeah.
You knew about this.
100%. Yeah, kia ora.
He's got a few questions. He's got a... Oh, yeah. Where are you from again? New Zealand.
Not Whanganui.
Yeah, New Zealand. That's the one.
It's the best. My wife's Kiwi. I get it.
Can you? Can you? All right. We've brought her in this morning. Can you just do a live haka on the radio for us?
Absolutely.
Yeah, disrespectful that is to ask a woman to do that.
Absolutely. Is it? Yes.
What do you mean?
Very much.
They
so.
Teach it to the boys in school, not the girls.
Correct.
Do your homework.
It's 2020.
Mate.
I'm being progressive, guys. All right, Benny. Give us what do you want? What do you want Morgan in for?
He comes in here, right, and he's. Do you know what? Do you know what I've noticed? Which is I. He always looks freshly showered.
Freshly showered.
Have you always noticed he just rocks into workplaces or things with wet hair?
Yeah.
It's okay. Because I wet my hair when I shower.
How many showers does he have a day?
At least three.
Yeah, I do not, mate. Mate, so there's a drought.
There's a drought. There's Josiah having three showers a day. How dirty are you? And how long's a shower for?
At least 15 minutes.
Oh, Morgan, all right.
That's 45 out of a day.
You know, I regret inviting her into the studio.
Is he a messy housemate? Like when it comes to boys in the bathroom, we leave pubes and stuff everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Does he? Is he a grot?
You can't say that.
Why?
Mate.
It's part
it's
of
natural.
Life.
It's natural.
Okay.
It's just, you know, that's our
don't
body.
Don't make this weird.
We don't, okay, let me just, Morgan and I don't share a bathroom, first of all. So
yeah, let's clarify that, Morgs, by the way.
If you have a problem with my bathroom, you can take it up with me.
Does he take his phone to the toilet?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not touching that. Can confirm.
Yeah. Oh, I spend a lot of time playing Mario Kart on the throne.
Yes. How long is he on the throne for?
Oh, hang on.
Mate, you wanted this. This
look,
is brilliant.
It varies depending on obviously his
how many
day
chicks
and
are waiting at the front door. Hey, can we ask? This is a joke, but just humour me for a sec, Morgs.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Is Josiah's bedroom like the deli at Woolies, where people have to take a ticket and they wait for their number to be called? Is that sort of how?
Yeah, there is a bit of a lineup. I will say. Yeah.
He just comes out again, number 7.
Yeah. Pretty much.
There's a little basket for used tickets. There we go.
Mate, you're painting a picture of me that the Goldman Valley are going to be very disappointed when they find out. My room's pretty clean, isn't it?
What were you doing in my room?
Morgs, if this were to be a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Proper,
as
he was
Morgan
the boy.
And I dating.
Yeah.
Is he good around the house? I'm thinking housework, you know, taking, as my wife says, I have no initiative. Does
I'm
he
Albanian.
Have
initiative?
He has absolutely zero initiative.
Amazing. Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
I need someone, and I'm not ashamed to say this because this is just my person. I need someone to do everything for me.
Yeah, no, I know. I am that person.
Is he a mother's mess?
Absolutely.
Tell Benny in the Goulburn Valley what happened yesterday when you with the two towels in the out the back garden.
Oh, right. So he goes out and he sunbakes in the backyard, right? So
Of course he does. Why wouldn't he?
He's sweating into towels. That is what it is.
Not he's showering all the time.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, well, exactly. So I come home. He's got these two old, dirty towels that are just sitting outside. And I said to him, do you want me to put them in the wash? He goes, absolutely not. I'll fold them up and use them again.
Yeah, you're a grot. How often does he change his sheets?
Oh, no, I'm pretty good. I'm once a week.
Can I just say, the last time his sheets got changed, I did it.
You got your mum here. She's not your mum, champ. She's your roommate.
Yeah, but her dad or mum stayed in my bed.
Yeah, to be fair.
Your mum's a good kisser too. No, I'm joking.
She said you're all right.
I was away, guys. Any more questions, Ben?
Is he? Okay, last one.
Yeah, okay.
Because this is very in-house. I get this. So what's the most annoying thing about Josiah as a roommate?
Good question.
Let's see if we can get a bit of grit on this show.
Honestly, the most annoying thing is that he doesn't fold the towels.
That's it.
Actually, Benny, this
that's
is,
it. What do you mean?
We should do a live Instagram, mate. You know those two towels from outside?
Yes.
You know how you're like, I'm not folding them because they've had your sweat on them. You know what I did with them? Wow. We've got a towel cupboard. I just left them on the floor outside that.
See, he's a mother's mess.
Yes, he is.
Could you imagine the woman that actually ends up with him?
I pity her.
Oh, jeez, mate. You need to go to something. There needs to be a school for men like him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I miss my mum.
Do you? 100% you do. You can't even fold your own towels.
I regret inviting both of you in the studio. Morgan, thanks for joining us. Say hi to the Goulburn Valley.
Hi, everyone.
Go say good day to her at Harvey Norman. She runs betting there. Benny, thanks
you
for coming,
just
mate.
You gave your business plug.
Thank you.
Now I'm in trouble, mate.
It.
Now the sales girls are going to come.
I pay for it when I get home, don't worry.
Yeah, you will be. We're on your bill.
Don't go away.
Why is the desk so low?
So our desk, for everyone out there that's listening, that we speak on, is actually quite advanced with technology. You can make it go all the way up so you can stand, but it also goes all the way down. Now, we've got it on its lowest setting, so it's probably, a couple of feet off the ground?
I feel like I'm sitting at a kid's table.
Ben.
Do you know, like, if you... You know, this. Do you know this is funny? Someone designed it this way. Like, someone actually was like, how low should we make it? And someone's gone like that. And someone wanted it. This is what I'm saying. Mate, it's been designed this way.
This is go designed for a 2-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. What 2-year-old's going to be doing?
Not anyone. Well, your daughter's 14 months. Yeah, 14 months.
Heard on the radio? She'd just be dad, and then she'd be bashing buttons.
Goulburn Valley, go to the Hit GV Instagram page right now. Give us a follow, and you can see how I'm actually enjoying it because I'm kicked back.
You're relaxed. Mate, I'm looking like an idiot.
Ben looks like he's too tall for the table, whereas I've got my feet up. I'm kicking back, mate. I'm talking into this microphone, this big beast.
Well, what?
All right, let me press this.
Big beast.
I'll press
play on that.
Because we need some facts. Amazing. And let me just, is that level of the bed okay? The music?
Volume, yeah. Oh, no, that's good.
Because then if I have to get up to change it.
No, that's good. You happy?
Yeah, now I can kick back.
How's this? You'll like this one. You'll like this one. So a man once bought 99 iPhones. All right, this is in China or Japan. And two massively different places.
We are not a racist show.
No, we're not. I just, whatever. Okay, let's start again. A man bought 99 iPhones and he arranged them in a heart to propose to his girlfriend. She said no.
Oh, did she actually? Or did you throw that? She said no.
Yeah. Imagine being that.
Imagine being that rich that you can buy 99 iPhones.
Why would she, you'd be shattered.
Wouldn't you say yes to that one?
What's that worth? What's an iPhone worth?
Well, 2K for the brand new one. So
yeah, times 99. My maths is terrible.
200,000, isn't it?
That's a lot. See, you'd be gutted.
Why is she saying no to that?
Maybe he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Actually, he's an idiot for trying it that way.
Can I just confirm, was she Chinese or Japanese?
I don't know. Here we go. You like this one. This is about smoking.
Well, I said it on the show yesterday, mate. You don't need a durry at the moment because the smoke outside's so thick.
No, but if you are a smoker, and do you know what? If you are looking to quit smoking, this may help you. This may be another reason on top of the millions of reasons to quit smoking. Apparently, smoking makes your breast sag faster.
Wow. Do you know any girls that smoke?
Do you know what, though? I was a smoker. And back at uni days, we all used to, well, I was a big group of us.
Yeah, and you've got the saggiest man boobs I've ever seen.
I know, mine are swinging. Mine have carpet burn. from all the darts back in the day.
Cheers to that.
Oh, no, thank you. Please. What do you got over there? What is it? What's in
here? Yeah, I've got a 4X and a Furfies. Take your pick.
Is that what sort of beer man I am? Oh, I love Furfies. Are good.
Yeah, it's a good local beer,
the
mate.
Big old Furf.
You got any more facts? Or are we wrapping
that up? No, I've got one more.
I'm onto my third already.
Jeez, take it easy. There's a fountain in Italy that dispenses free wine.
Oh, how could you?
24/7. That can't be right. Mate, I'm going to say that's BS.
Nah, because things that can get away with anything in Europe. Mate, this breaks very alcohol and durry based.
No, the durry one, because we obviously the darts are bad for you. So that's that fact. But this, see, look at that. See, there's the fact. There's a picture.
There is too. Look at that.
Imagine. But nah, that can't be right because you'd have someone constantly sucking on it. There'd be a line on it.
Imagine that
here in Shep. Don't imagine that here in Shep.
And Matt, that's like the equivalent of Vic Park Lake in Shepparton, right? Or the Murray River being filled with beer.
Yeah, you'd always be like, oh, Benny's here again.
You know.
Oh, Josiah, it's good to see you, mate.
Okay, mate.
Again, for the fifth time today.
I was walking around the lake yesterday afternoon. And, mate, the amount of bottles and stuff I saw, it may as well have been filled with beer.
Well, see, now you've just disgraced the lake. I like the lake. Do you know I once caught a man, I saved a guy from jumping.
Sorry, the classical music's run out, by the way.
Oh, we better wrap this up.
Yeah.
The guy, there was an elderly bloke near Vic Lake, right? You know where the boat club is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we were walking my dog around there, and he had this big, fluffy, it was like a St. Bernard-sized dog, but it wasn't St. Bernard. Anyway, whatever. His dog went after mine. And, this guy was running with his dog because this dog was running after Max, who was in the water. And, he literally unclipped him at last minute and I caught this guy before he went in the drink.
What? So the dog was going to carry him in?
Yeah, because he was an elderly bloke.
So he wasn't on the beers or anything?
No, he's got nothing to do with cans. Oh. I was just saying an experience. What is this? Hey, mate, you're on the cans. Here comes the sound effect again. Please do it. Oh, there it is.
Cheers, mate. Josiah's
here again.
We're going to talk about fun facts.
But we did.
Mate, are we going to turn this break into 13, 12, 16? Have you got a Vic Park Lake story?
Yeah, 100%.